Not quite the ending you thought it was going to be, was it? No. Oh, what was that? I heard it. Presents. Presents. I got some presents. I got that. I wanted to have a time for the children. Maybe something to talk. So, all kids, why don't you come up here? Oh, well, George started to get up too. So maybe children. All right, just come sit down here with me anywhere. You come sit. Where are you going to sit? Right there? Or are you going to try to sit in my lap? You want to sit in my lap? Okay, come here. Whoops. Let me get my microphone. Okay, let me get my notes out a little bit. So I got a question for all of you. Who stayed up really late last night trying to get a peek at Santa Claus? Did anybody set a trap? You know, kind of like some of the movies, little Santa Claus? Nope? Okay. Who got up really early so they could try to... What's the first thing you did? Oh, you went to your grandma? Okay. So you had blankets on your presents? You told... there's a tradition for you. Hide all the presents under a blanket when everybody wakes up. Okay. Grandma? So you woke everybody up. You ran and looked under the tree at the presents? Is that what y'all did too? You went and looked at all the stuff? So do you like getting presents? Do you like to give them? Kind of like what we just... Which do you like better, giving them or getting them?
Getting them.
Getting them? Your middle? Middle? Okay, so I got a middle because you feel good when you can give somebody and they like it. Okay, for those of you who couldn't hear it. So how do you open presents? Are you one of those like really neat ones that kind of open, or do you just tear into them? Tear into them? That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So you haven't had much time today yet. Do you go then and like, do you get with all your friends and do y'all compare what y'all got for Christmas? Oh, really? Oh, just if it's brought up in the conversation. It's not, hey, look at what I... Okay, that's pretty good. So, why do we give gifts? Yeah. Why do we give gifts? No. So, a lot of people think that the custom of giving gifts around Christmas time began with the wise men. We talked a little bit about the wise men because they came and gave gifts to Jesus when he was a small child. And they were pretty expensive gifts too, right? And actually that's part of what they probably used to help them live when they went to Egypt. They had to flee to Egypt shortly after that. So why did these... Do you know why these learned men, they came all the way across the wide world to give these really big, extravagant gifts to a child? Because they were told to? Yeah. Because they felt like it? They were anticipating, they were watching for this moment. Over long. Now I need somebody to open a gift for me. Anybody want to open one?
Me.
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 Oh, I got lots. We're going to have to share on some of them. So why don't we'll let a little one. We'll let you open this one first and then you get the next one and then y'all can get one. Sound good? All right. Got to open. Rip it open. Tear it. Go for it. Go for it. What's in there? Should I be... What is that? Do you know what that is? What does it look like? Does anybody know what that is? Say that loud. It looks like a manger, right? So if you think about it, someone else gave us a present first. God has already given the world this really special gift of his son, Jesus, right? And as we heard earlier this morning from Charlie Brown and his friends, Linus, he came to us as a baby. Basically, he was born in a barn, and he was placed in a manger. Do you know what a manger was used for typically? It's to feed. It was to feed the animals, right? So, would you want to be placed on a plate? No, okay. I don't think so. So, probably one of the most famous verses in the Bible is John 3:16, right? Do you know what it says? For God so loved the world. Anybody can say it with me if you want. That he gave his one and only son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. Not coincidentally, if you go over in 1 John, a book later in the New Testament, 3:16, it also tells us we know what real love is because Christ gave his life for us. So God gave us his son. His son gave his life for us. So giving is the beginning, the end, and the very heart of Christmas, right? But that's not where it stops. Who wants to open the second one? I think I said I was going to let you open the second one, right, Charlotte? Let me think. Nope, not that one. Yeah, let's try that one. Rip it open. Here, let's try this side. Miss Melissa did a really good job wrapping this present. We did like to torture our children with lots of tape. So they'd really have to dig and find. Who? Betty, why don't you help her get it started so she can rip into it. There you go. Go for it. Tear it open. All right, open the box. You can leave that piece on. It's okay. We want to see what's inside. The anticipation's killing me. What's in that? What does that look like? It's a stick. What kind of a stick?
X.
Does look kind of like an X. It's the cross. So we talked about Jesus. He was a baby, but he grew up into a boy and then a man, right? And Luke tells us Jesus grew in wisdom. Here, I'll let you hold it for a minute. In stature and favor with God and man. Eventually, he decided it was time to tell others why he came and to live a blameless life among us. Some people listened, but many didn't. In fact, his story of God's love for his creation eventually led to Jesus' ultimate demonstration of love, where he sacrificed himself on the cross for us. But there's more. Who wants to open the third one? I need two people. Y'all want to? All right, we'll let you two. You open that one. Come on, rip it. Go for it. Oh, that's very nice sharing. What's in there? Nothing? Did you forget to put something in there? Nope. Are you sure there's nothing in there? Nothing? So, does that remind you anything about the story of Jesus? What? When he rose and when they were looking for him. They came to his tomb, right? And it was open and it was empty. In Luke 24, this is what it says. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they didn't find his body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." But what was different about Jesus is that he didn't just die. He conquered death. And because of these gifts, we can be with God again one day. So no wonder that we like to shop and buy a bunch of stuff throughout the holidays. No wonder we're so willing to sacrifice our time and our money, our energy, searching for that elusive right gift for someone else. Every time we give hugs, baked treats, parties, cards, poinsettias, like we got around here today, smiles, we are presenting God's love to the world, the reason he gave us a gift in the first place. So give, and give some more, and every chance you get, give to someone as if you were giving to Jesus himself. Giving's an act of obedience, but it comes with a promise of blessing, because Jesus said, if you give, you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, and running over. Whatever measure you use in giving, large or small, it will be used to measure what is given back to you. But that's not where the story stops. Who wants to open up our last gift? Can y'all do it together? Open that one up. What's in this one? It's a Bible. Because that's another gift God's given us. He's given us a Bible, right? If we study and listen, it tells about how God loves his people, how God wants us to love him, how much he wants us to be with him forever. And also, like we talked about at the beginning, that he gave us the greatest gift of all, his son Jesus. Right? So that whoever believes in him and follows his commands can live with him forever. So are you excited about these gifts? Yeah? Now here's the question for not just the kids, but for all of us. If we're excited about these gifts, do we go and tell our friends about the gift God has given us, just like we would that special gift that we get, maybe on Sunday morning? Well, maybe this... I got a final, one last story I'll tell you, and then we'll go back to our seats. A long time ago, the children in Holland, that's a country over in Europe, they're the ones that wear funny wood shoes sometimes. You ever seen those? So the children would save their pennies all year long in a pig-shaped pot called a feast pig. Yep. That's kind of the ancestor. Anybody got piggy banks at home? They put their stuff? These are kind of the ancestors of that. The difference is, on the day after Christmas, they would take this feast pig, they would break it open and give the money to the poor. So giving to those who can't give back is the very best investment, because it means the reward you receive will come directly from Jesus. And nobody can ever give more than he gave to us, right? Well, thank y'all for helping me this morning. I appreciate you helping me get these gifts out so that we could share with everybody. I'll let you go back to your seats right now, okay? So we've talked a lot about anticipation this morning. And have you felt that anticipation over the last hours, maybe days or weeks, as we approach today? We talked about the anticipation of getting and giving gifts. Think of how as parents and grandparents and friends that we can't wait to give a gift to our children, our family, or our friends. But in the midst of all the commercialization associated with this holiday season, hopefully our thoughts eventually turn and ponder the question, what is Christmas all about? To the Christian, it should be quite simple. Time commemorates the incarnation of God. That means we're celebrating the fact that God, the creator of the universe, came to live amongst us as a human being, born as a baby. It is the miracle upon which all Christianity depends. As we just heard in this overview from Luke, in the first chapter, verses 26 through 33, it says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered, what kind of a greeting might this be? But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. So we talked a little bit earlier, the birth of Jesus was not a last-minute decision or a change in plan because we messed up the first time. You do realize that God always had a plan for us. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Think about it. The Word, God, came to earth as one of us. The form of a baby boy laid in a manger. The baby grows to be a man, as Luke writes. He grew in stature with wisdom, grew in wisdom and stature in favor with God and man. A man with a purpose. He is the Lamb of God. We see his humanity in the garden, his divinity on the cross. It is this miracle that makes the atonement of Christ possible. The sacrifice which atones for our sin had to be perfect. And perfection only comes from God. It's this combination of a perfect God and perfect man which makes Christ eligible to be our atonement sacrifice. That sacrifice was planned before time was. It's beginning in the manger at Bethlehem. It's ending on the cross. It's in this, in the incarnation, that God gives us the most anticipated gift of all. Himself. And we celebrate that every time we take communion, given to us as a memorial, something that would cause us to remember his sacrifice, his great love for us, his greatest anticipation, us coming home.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign. to babe on bended.